Prevention Month, which is April. And so we're getting ready for our Champions for Children Walk. This is our ninth year. And so we're talking about the Blue Kids being out starting first week of April, and then using them to garner interest in our walk.
And this has been growing, hasn't it, over the years?
It really has. We have more than 120 Blue Kids right now. And I'm hoping that's going to be enough for this year in one way. In the other way, I hope it's not enough. I hope we have to go out the last week and make more.
And explain how does one get a Blue Kid put in there in front of their business or their yard?
All they have to do is contact us at the Crisis Center. It is $50 for a minimum gift to have the Blue Kids in front of your house, in front of your business, or if you want us to put them somewhere else, we can do that also. I have one lady that asks that we put them at her church, and so we do that every year. It's as simple as calling the office, and we'll get them going.
And then what type of dollars are we talking about that you try to raise with the walk, the Blue Kids, and then what does the money go towards?
Every dollar, with the exception of the money that has to be put back into fundraising, because you can't use grant money for fundraising expenses. But other than that, every dollar goes into counseling, therapy, for our kids here in Mercer County. Doesn't matter if they are domestic violence kids or Children's Advocacy Center kids, or if they've been in big trouble with their parents or school or the law. It doesn't matter. If someone asks if we can arrange for counseling for kids, we make it happen. And these dollars are used to pay for that. Last year, we raised right at $34,000. And so I guess I'm shooting for 40 this year. I don't know what else to say for a goal.
Right. What's the city's commitment?
City's commitment is $5,000. And they're so faithful in it. I can't say thank you enough. And, you know, the same thing goes, though, for every single community that supports us, every single organization, whether it's American Legion or Kiwanis or Exchange Club, everybody is just so generous and so supportive. And hopefully they know that this will come back to pay off in the end.